Thank you. Today, let us all together consider God's word in this few verses. And I will more focus on the first three verses. And let's pray. Lord, sometimes we don't know how much you love us, how deep you love us. When we sing the songs to praising you, Lord, we know that you love us so deep, beyond our imagination. We praise you. We ask you, grant your presence to us, anointing our hearts, our ears, our eyes, to see upon you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This psalm is the first one, and most people know about it, and it looks very simple. The psalmist gives us a very clear contrast between the wicked one and the righteous one, and the end results of man. From this aspect, it's very clear. And today, I will be more focused on the other picture. This song also draws a very picture to us about how God really wants us to be. In his mind, each one of us, in his eye, and he wants to make us as a vessel, give us so much presence through our lifetime. That's what he wants. And the psalmist, 2,000 some years ago, through the generations, his word still fixed on the sky or on his throne. He honored it. Today, we can. And we all can see Thomas write this simple song and teach us a couple of things. If we want to say it is three guidelines on the right hand side, three guidelines on the left hand side. Just like he shows his Israel people into Canaan, and then in the two mountains, God showed them this side and advised, don't do it the other side. And then I think in the same way, this psalm to us, tell us. And this psalm begins with a word, blessed or blessed man. That we start from this one. That God wants us to be a happy person. Each one of us, no exception. And John Bunyan said, he even used the image of our Lord Jesus, not just measure us. He used his as a model to carve, to make each one of us to be his masterpiece. That's what it is. And he honored his word and still doing the works on each one of us. I think that's what it is. And his blessings is very important. Our God is generous God. He will give us a lot more we can imagine. A blessings. Let us start with this one. Regarding blessings, Chinese people really like the blessings. In a Chinese character, every New Year, the center one is blessing. But the way we're looking for is different. Not the everlasting one. Really, from inside, we can enjoy it. But anyway, let me tell you a story. When I was a boy at the age of 8 or 9, I'm not quite sure at that time. You know, one summer afternoon, my father brought me to my grand aunt's family. They have a big barn, like a mill house. The function in the house, a lot of machinery inside. While it worked together, the rice from the harvesting field, send it to the house, and they do it and separate the chaff out of the rice. And then I set the rice in the granary on the big room, and the chaff throw it outside. And there's a pot, that's a mountain of the chaff. So fun to play around with it. And also so fascinating to see all those machines working together. That's every time I enjoy to go there. But that afternoon is very special. There's no work there. That's the holiday or something. And my two nephews lead me to pray hide and seek all around the place. And we have a good time for a while. At one point, my two nephews pointed to a small window, just like a 1 foot square, about my height at that time. He said, "David," I used my Chinese name, "push that wooden panel to see what it is in the other side of the window." I was simple-minded, and I'll push it up. My goodness, the rice falls there like a spring falling upon me, on top of me. I'm scared, and they're laughing and cunningly running away. And I'm so nervous, I keep piling on me. They have the feeling is different. Let me explain that. All I try to do is put the panel close up, try to hold it, try my best, but it takes a long, long time. And finally, my uncle came to rescue me. But rice at that time, that's privilege. You know, we were asked to respect food because that's God granted to us. The food, the rice means if we have food, we have a rice, we are not go hungry. At that time, about 50 some years ago, in the Taiwan, the situation is if you have plenty of rice, that's a blessing. That's one thing. And this childhood memory becomes so vivid when I had to be a Christian and devoted Christian. Every time I read Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, do you have a Bible? Ken? I should ask Jeffrey read for us. The last book of the Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 10. I'm sorry, what? I should end this message? 50 or no more than 11, right? Oh, no, it's 11. Oh, okay. Chapter 3, verse 10. At a time, the Israel people was so disappointed by God. God is so, how could I, very disappointed about Israel's condition. At that situation, in our time, similar to that time, when Malachi was, he said, the Lord even said, "Test me to see how faithful I am. Are you test me to see whether or not I will pour down the blessings from the heavens?" That's how our God is gracious and plentiful. He will not give us a blessing one at a time, so limited. He give us plenty of it. So the memory, every time when I read, I appreciate God so much about this. And there is the one truth, is how God is. And then, but here, psalmist also tell us there are some conditions we must to meet in order to get the blessings. And not just blood. Our Lord will not say, okay, go do it. You do it yourself. But he also showed us. He will help us to do that. So it's very important. We are Christians. We have his life. He not ask us to do it. He help us to do it. I still remember one old pastor's his words. When we say, we will try our best to fulfill it. And he said, don't think about it. At that time, I was puzzled. Why? We should do our best to do everything for God. Or to do everything in our power to make everything good. But he just simply said, don't think about it. Unless, plus God's power, plus God's grace. With this, plus our best, you will see the result will come up beyond our expectation. We can experience that in our lifetime. Doesn't matter if it's young and old or any go through any difficulty. This is Summers trying to tell us too. So we jump to second verse. But his delights, this person with a blessing, or to be blessed by God, he must delight in the law of the Lord. And put it this way, in God's word. So all God's teaching, we meditate day and night. This is one way, or two ways to move. Can you, Jeffrey, help us? Move a second. Okay. Let me stand here. I use a highlight the subject. We blessed man. Put it up. Sorry. Ourselves. If we put ourselves under this blessed man, and the result, whatever we do will be prosper. That's basically the subject, the title. And then his delight is in the God's word. Delights. I think this is basically we loved. And this means with full hearted. I can remember first time I went to the college, first year as a freshman, my teaching assistant, my major is computer science. We have two girls in the class, 58 boys. And then our handsome teaching assistant, every time, as 1 month later, he go to the girls' dormitory, outside dormitory, playing violin. I was a country boy. I don't show much. But my classmates, they come from Taipei City. They are so angry. Our teaching assistant, every day. That's sure what. He dedicated. He loved. He treasured every word, every time, opportunity. Use whatever he can to try to get attention or whatever he did. This delight to me is that we love God's word with that kind of a picture. To me, every time I open the Bible, this picture come to me. Do I really love the God's word like my teaching assistant? At the end, yes, he spent 5 more years to reach what he desired. Yeah, my classmate finally marry him. But our Lord advises us what are important is. This world, when I come to New York City, imagine New York City's sky is so small. Every time I step out of a Port Authority bus station, the sky is small, right? The city is so noisy. People walking so fast. Sometimes not allow time for us to quiet and think. But anyway, this summer, one of us go back, sit quiet, and think about it. How important the Word of God. I will explain more about this. And then also, one of us meditate. Think about it every time, day and night. So we sometimes in this time of age, we don't very hard. Sometimes we are very hard to have a complete consecutive time. For example, reserve 1 hour or 2 hours to study Bible. Sometimes no. Sometimes when we're waiting for bus, go to school, sometimes 5 minutes there, 10 minutes there. Anyway, to us all in our time, day and night, that means any opportunity, any time, any place, or whatever we're doing, if we have a pause, go back to think about it. Sometimes the God's word is very special. Sometimes we understand it. Sometimes this word will come back to us. And we will realize why Jesus said, my word is spirit and power. Once we experience this kind of a promise or this experience through God's word, through our difficulties, through our daily life, anything we face, any people we face, that God's word is so trustworthy. And that's very important. So take any moment, any time, your earbud, God's word, listen to it. 5 minutes there, 10 minutes there. Sometime, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is God, promise us to be our teacher, to teach us, to bring us into the truth of Him. So that's very too important. And also, God's word will sometimes, how could that? People said, leave us and see more wider horizon or higher horizon. View set. And tell you another story. When I was young, before I joined the school team to practice baseball, before that time, running around doing kids things anyway. And then at that time, Taiwan come to an economic comes to improving. And we have a chance. My father's business, go to about traveling around Taiwan 1 week. And that's so exciting. My father in his lifetime never go out of the my city. Only marry his daughter a few times to go out. But anyway, I had a chance. My father chose me to go with him because my mom needed to stay and still run a business, small retail business. And when I come back home, my sister, the one older than me, little bit older than me, I have a 4 older sister than me, he nagging me. He said, what did you see? Because I'm my father's favorite, sometimes pinch me, everything is not fair. So we are so close. And sometimes, I say, what did you see? I know nothing. So, why? What do you mean nothing? I said, really nothing. Every time go there, the bus stop, and then the tour guide say, go down, see here. And then 20 minutes come back, everyone rush out, and we will go to next stop. He want to go visit more stop, every short period of time. Every time people went out, a crowd of people surround the student, people want to see. I'm a small one, just like the tax collector. Who is the tax collector? Very short one. like here, right? Try to squeeze in. No, cannot. And I don't like the man. Sometimes will squeeze me. Sometimes the lady is big and big skirt, right? I will not dare to touch or squeeze in. Oh, I see. I say, oh, I see. Is their back? Every time I go there, I see on the back. I can see nothing. Until one time, my father see this. He dip it up, dip me up, sit on his shoulder. And I saw, so many things. I tell my wife, yeah, this part I'm not telling you. My sister so go crazy. But anyway, when I to be a Christian, through life experience, our Lord is very gracious. If we trust Him more, He know our difficulty. We lean on Him. We trust Him. We follow Him. He's just like our Father. Lift us up. See beyond we can see around our these labels. Sometimes our life, we touch here, run over there, we cannot find a solution. But our God, He lift us up to see beyond our capability. That's a question. It's one of the blessings Christians have. So I always tell the Eng Guang Grace Light, the young people, the vision, the sight vision is very important, spiritual vision. And how we get it, most of them come from God's Word. Holy Spirit will use His Word to lift us up. So just deep, open a little bit of curtain for us to see through the window. Otherwise, we just go around, see what we can see in this dimension. So that's one of our blessings. The third one, He will be like a tree firmly planted by a stream of water. It's also very important to us. Like the book of John will tell us He's a true vine. We need to, connect with Him as His branch. And this psalm tell us, use another way, another angle to tell us, we must, like a tree, have the roots, strong roots, root system, and firmly planted by the streams of water. Very important. Stream of the water, it's the source of our life. That's our Lord. Even very simple ways, through His Word. And once we have more close relationship with Him, we can directly experience the Holy Spirit's guidance. But even the Holy Spirit guides us, most of the time, I experience go through His Word. I think in my generation beyond, before me, they said they experienced God leading through His Word. So the stream of water, that basically is God or God's Word. That's what we have. We are His children, but we need to firmly plant it, okay, like a tree. In my house, I have two pine trees on each side. My left-hand side, one day after a storm, it fell down. When I go check it, the other side of a root close to my house, there's not much ground to grow deeper, for roots to grow deeper. When I checked that, under the ground, a lot of construction, that always stop bricks or something, enough, not good for growing, not much nutrition. So this side, the other side of the roots, not grow strong, and that time not strong, the wind blow that way, and the pine tree grow tall enough, it cannot hold down, so it fell. And that also gave me great pictures how God's word is very important. If we don't root it, our belief, our value system to his word, when a storm comes, it shows different. It reveals our weaknesses. That's the very truth. We live in this world. We all face so different difficulties or different people, different troubles. Okay, some is not fair, but anyway, everything is God in us, try to build us, if we can think that way. But more important is teach us we need to firmly plant it. When we plant, allow our roots to grow deeper, nobody see it. You study God's words wholeheartedly, day and night. Maybe for year after year, people know it, doesn't see it. But when a storm of your life, when some difficulty attack you, it shows difference. That's what this psalmist said. We need to firmly plant it or abide in Jesus. So that's very important to us. And my right-hand side palm tree, also one time faced a difficulty. My next door also had another palm tree. 1 year, two trees got infected by insect. I can see it, the insects sucked the old juice out of the trunk. And then even have a water bubble surrounded, just like a cocoon. Each insect inside, so many. And that season, my next door's tree died. But my right-hand side palm tree stands strong. And I check it. Even try to cure that thing long away. But a major factor, I think, is because the tree close to it had a sprinkler head. Every day, I want a sprinkler on. And the tree have the bushes surrounded. And when a sprinkler head lifted up and try to spray the water, it doesn't go far. It always falls down very near the root of the tree. So the tree always have an imprinted full of the water. It's not a stream of water or some kind of thing. That means the waters help this tree pull through the trial, put it this way. So in our time, it doesn't matter whether it's young or old, or in the school or workplace or marriage or anything, even when we are older time, some old age people face it here is not right, they are not right. If we plant it, everything go back to God. Ask for help. You will see the stream of water supply us, help us pour through it. So this is very important. And one of my teacher, he's a Jewish people. He grew up in London. Last year, the Lord received him back. He served the Lord throughout his life. I really respect to him. One day he said, "Our Lord is so wonderful." He used an English accent. And I said, "So wonderful. He allowed us to stuck with him." I used the word stuck. First minute, I didn't realize stuck. We don't like people stuck with us. Sometimes, okay, so in this situation, we don't like people stuck with us. But our Lord allow us stuck with him. That's so great, so wonderful. If our God, he is so high, like Psalm said, he's so most high, most power, but he cares us so much, allow us stuck with him through our life, day and night. That's this firmly planted, stuck. We cannot go anywhere. I think use this tree planted on the ground. That means he cannot move anywhere. And use this word stuck. I really appreciate he used it. Let me get understand. I want to stuck with God. This psalmist also said. I think I will run out of time. Okay, and there are three. Go faster. A blessed man by God need to avoid three things. He said, do not walk in the counsel of wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers. I don't want to go detail, too much detail. Yeah. Counsel of the wicked. This world, so many people don't know God. And then treat all God, not a God. Look down to what we believe. And this world, the people in this world, they very easy to give us suggestions, life experience. We do this way, do that way. And for example, traffic accident. One time I was to be a jury in New Jersey, and the case is a car accident. And when I hear their story, I understand this guy, his car been hit by the other old gentleman. Car is not serious, so he just okay. He give me my insurance car number. He recorded and then he just okay. And the insurance company deal with it. If car need to fix it, fix it. But once he visited the one law firm, that law firm always bring people to get a lawsuit on this kind of cases, and ask him to examine this, do physical exam, do certain things. This is not kind of counsel. I can put it this way. It's not right. Okay, we have so many different type of suggestions from our friends, and we'll take advantage of these systems, this kind of thing. I can classify as a counsel from the wicked. God wants us, don't accept it. Run away, just like Paul advised Timothy, said, certain thing, when it happened, run away, don't walk the same path with these wicked people. And don't stand in the path of sinners. This is easier for us. When you commit a sin, do something against the people, against the culture, or against the God, two sides, against people, against God. Sometimes the way their behavior is, the Bible advises us not to do it. We don't even stand with them. We step out, we run away. So these summons tell us, as long as we sense, detect, this is sinful way, sinful thing to do, we just don't stand there with them. The other one, don't sit in the seat of scoffers. If I can just use a Lot, when Lot and Abraham, okay, at that time in Genesis, so Abraham said, you choose first. And then you see the valley of the Jordan River sign. Oh, it's like a God's garden. So wonderful. And he kept moving his tent until to the Sodom on Gomorrah area. And then he sit there. He live with them. And this gopher is mean. He always mocking. In this world, we can see and then experience people laughing at a Christian, joking about what we believe, even sometimes blasphemies, that sense to the God or something. This is the attitude. They said, do whatever you like, as long as you feel like it. These kind of things. We just don't sit with them. That's me, don't live with them. Don't go with them as a friend. sit. Sometimes when if I sit, have a dinner with Dan, I will feel happy. If I sit with some other politician, I don't want to. Okay. Something like that. That's me. The other side. They ask us to avoid that, to prevent us go the other side. And the Bible tells us very clear, and our experience tells us very clear, is when we fall down, sometimes not just one step. Sometimes we keep close, keep step, another step, until big trouble, and we fell down. So one side, the psalmist advise us, don't do that. And the other side, do it. Three. So I sum it up. This is something like this one. And the other thing is, once we follow God's advice or this psalmist's advice, we do inwardly and outwardly, we can experience that. That means yields fruit in its season. Once we have a living, close connection, relationship with God, naturally, the spirit, the fruit of spirit, continue to grow from us. Even we don't realize it. But people will benefit. That means fruits, let people enjoy it. Once you go to the supermarket, I buy the fruits, and we enjoy it. Juicy, sweet, every flavor. Something, spiritual fruit, just like we grow our life. Once grow, the people close us will enjoy, satisfy. I'll put it this way, you know, for our time comes. And then leaf does not wither. Now wither, original meaning of two meanings. One is it will not die, or everything we do has wisdom. Put it that way, that sense. The other one is not wither means of life. And leaf does not wither. That means once we firmly planted with God, everything we can bring out, people inside trouble or depression or something, can be cured, can be lifted up, can be help people's disease, a lot of inside disease. Spiritually, I put it this way. Because leaf in Genesis, in Ezekiel, in the last book of the Bible, always say the leaf is just green for all season, and then can cure disease. If I put it this way, the spirit fruit benefit people. They will satisfy in their life or with us, and go the path of the God leads us, to follow God, they will enjoy their life. And the other thing is, if our leaf will bring the cure their disease, spiritual trouble. Some people have trouble. It's not physical. And the life of God will cure them. We are vessel of God's life. If we follow God, sway, doing things, conduct our business in our lifetime, every day and night, you will see this thing, we can experience these things happen around us. People's difficulty will be resolved. Not by us. By through God's grace, through us. And God wants us to be his vessel, to use it. That vessel, once we allow God to use us, doesn't matter how young or old, you will see every time more God make this vessel bigger and bigger and more useful to him and benefit more people. I think that's what God wants us. And then, at the end, we are in experience. In whatever he does, he prospers. Okay, I will close it just like so many things, so many people in the Bible, like Abraham, you see, God promised, I will make your name great. Oh God, I will do it. You see, God do it through his life. Everything he does, he prospers. And King David, Same thing. He didn't do anything wrong, but he was persecuted, run away, hide, run for his life. Not just one day, not 1 month, so many years, run. But one time, I'll finish this one. Do you remember when King Saul did obey God's command through prophet Samuel? He didn't wait until now. He waited 7 days. Every time I do this, that verses, I feel sorry for King Saul. When I visited Israel, that area, so many Philistine army, so great, surrounded, and his people running away across the Jordan River. And I know if me, I will scale too. But Samuel told him specifically, wait for 7 days. And he waited for 6.9 days. And he cannot wait anymore. He said, okay, sacrifice. Do it by himself. But he not allowed to do it. So he's the first wrong decision he chose. But he chose many wrong decision after that. But anyway, he was a great king, but he did not plan firmly, did not trust the Lord. And at that time, God told Samuel, said, I found a person whose heart looking after God's heart. That's a king. At that time, King David is small, young, like a Jonathan, Ethan. How old are you? 13. Pretty much just like 10 to 13 years old. And then a shepherd boy in the field. One time I sit in a small garden on the hillside of Bethlehem. I think about this. David at that time was so young. And God tell people through generation, said, I found a person. That person, his heart, looking my own heart. He found it. And I can imagine David's heart just like that. He delights God's word, follow God's word, meditate all the day and night, and firmly planted. So if we read through the David's Psalms in the Psalm books, you will see how close, how David's heart, really looking for God's own heart. So David can do it. God can help us to do it. So God is not just help King David. He helped so many Bible figures in the past. And now God's still looking for that kind of person. That person sit in this room. Okay. You want to guess who is it? David? You're David, right? You? Of course. Say it. Christian, as the previous, yes, God looking for everyone. You? Oh, that's afterward. That's a different part. Yes. Okay? We have a chance. Maybe Pastor Ben will tell. But I need to wrap it up, close this message. Anyway, we are all at yesterday, last night, people, Grace Life, our young people, brothers and sisters, we feel each other. Share each other. And then one point is true. Yes, we all sinners. We even now, sometimes we commit, do things not supposed to. Yeah, it's not a reality like that. But once we confess our sins to God, God forgive us. We are in that kind of process. God purify us. Yes, we just like King David, maybe we will not commit a big thing, big sin, But we all commit sin that God don't like it. Put it this way, spiritually, big sin on our eye and small sin on our eyes, it doesn't make difference with God's eyes. Sin cannot go to the holy God. So, God help us, we'll finish this. God will help us. So King David, with God's help, he runs. He grows, and then he grows. He sit on the throne in Hebron, and then sit on the throne of the throne of Israel. So God is looking for a person, everyone. I say everyone, true believers. God looking for us. And he said, looking, the person has a faith. Can we go on to the last one? Okay, I use this one. The arrow point this one, downward. Grace. God provide grace and help to us day and night. Always help us. And the other side, T and O, can anyone guess what that mean? That the triangle on that right hand side? We have a hymn in a hymn book called Trust and Obey. Alright? Trust and Obey. Without that, no one can satisfy or make God happy. God only wants us trust Him. Doesn't mean faith. As long as we put our faith, walk with God's grace, He will make us to be a blessed man. And whatever we do in our lifetime, we will prosper. You want it? I want it. That's doesn't matter. God promised. As long as we are willing to love Him, trust Him, He brings a blessing to us. This blessing is abundant. In the original word, this blessing is a furrow. That means so much. Just like my experience, keep falling. He might say, no, I'm good enough. No, God still keep pouring to you. For what? Not benefit for each individual. He just wants to make us to be a blessing vessel, overflow to what? To people surround us. So I challenge you, every day or any chance, we talk to the people, not believer. In our school, in our workplace, we show interest is God wants you. When I come to America, the posters, World War II time, has one old guy, whole finger. God said, I want you. I can say that. Oh, God wants everyone us willing to walk with Him, allow Him to freely build us, shape us, how could I clean us in order to make us grow more fruits. That's my message. That's God's word. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. I still don't quite understand how much you love us, how much grace you prepare for us. You love us to the end. What that mean? Love us to the uttermost. We give thanks to you. Is everyone in this room, is you choose from the 10,000 people. It's all you choose, all your chosen. May the Lord, you bless us, every one of us, just like you promised in the book. You will make us to be a blessed man, a blessed person, a blessing vessel. Is overflow, can overflow your blessings to the world, to bring the glory to you. We give thanks to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.